The British have a reputation as prolific drinkers, and things seems to have gotten worse lately. Some people avoid city centers in Britain on the weekends due to all the drunken behavior, and now the British government is trying to do something about it. It would like citizens to drink in a more continental, European, cafe society kind of way. If you're wondering about the odds of that happening, give a listen to NPR's Rob Gifford.
It's Saturday night in London, and Carl Buckland, James Mellis and their friends are standing with pints of beer in their hands outside a pub in Covent Garden.
Do British people drink too much, do you think?
Not from our point of view, but as an outsider looking in, possibly.
So how many pints would you have on a normal Saturday night then?
10, 11-ish, that sort of ballpark.
The drinking cultures they have now, a lot of it is who can get drunk the quickest. You know, make an absolute fool out of themselves, getting naked and stuff like that and what have you.
Are you doing any of that tonight?
No. Just out for a few quiet drinks.
That's what they all say.
I've only had, like, you know, 5 pints. I'm driving tonight, though. So,
5 and drive?
Yeah, that's my motto.
So much for cafe society. As the number of people getting drunk and naked and injured has increased, the British government has tried to work out what to do. Now it's announced new rules for alcohol retailers, which include a ban on irresponsible promotions. These come in a range of themes, from simple all-you-can-drink for £5 evenings, that's about $8, to Wonder Bra evenings, where every woman wearing a Wonder Bra drinks free. There will also be tougher ID checks. The legal drinking age in Britain is 18, and at present almost no pubs or bars ask for identification. Home Secretary Alan Johnson is leading the campaign.
The ones who are drinking are binge drinking and drinking too much. And there is an issue about alcohol in our society, but we're looking to target those who are acting irresponsibly and not those who are responsible drinkers.
The moves have been welcomed by many campaigners, but others, such as the president of the Royal College of Physicians, Professor Ian Gilmore, say they don't go far enough.
We're not just talking about some noise from teenagers on a Saturday night. Alcohol is responsible for 20% of deaths in men between the ages of 18 and 34, probably the commonest cause of death. And I guess one thing that worries me about these measures is the Home Secretary said yesterday these conditions will only target the most irresponsible practices. They really are just talking about the cases where alcohol is poured into people's throats in the so-called dentist chair and, you know, all you can drink for a fiver or women drink free.
Gilmore and others say that what the government should do is raise the price of alcohol, especially in supermarkets where you can now buy 4 pints of beer for about $1.50. Publicans and licensees of bars are frustrated by the new laws too. They face 6 months in jail or a large fine if they break them. Bridget Simmons of the British Beer and Pub Association.
The other thing we really need to think a bit more closely about is personal responsibility. Why is it the licensee being the person who is always going to be fined? Why are we not fining the young people? Because I think so many young people go and try and get into premises when they're underage because they think no one will ever take any action against me.
Back at the pub in Covent Garden, drinkers James Mellis and James Crocker don't think the new rules will have any impact at all.
I don't think it will, because if people want to drink, they'll drink. They're going to get it from somewhere.
People will give up other things in their life before they give up alcohol. So if you raise the price of alcohol, they'll spend the money they need to get drunk on alcohol and give up other aspects of their life.
And even the Europeans, like Eric Payet from Brittany in France, are sure cafe society Parisian style is unlikely to come to binge drinking London anytime soon.
I think if they want to solve the problem, they can't. I'm sorry, they can't do that here in England. In England, there's no way. You know, they love to drink here. You know, it's a part of the people here to drink.
Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.